Well, Keelan, certainly your patience paid off. You hung around and waited your chance, and you got it last week against Kerry.
Yes, I suppose it was a long wait, but you have to be patient. Like, there's no guarantee that you're going to start every game. Like, and it was a situation that the boys who were in their positions in the defence were playing some great football. Like, and they had to keep lifting their performance, and that they were in a position then to maintain it. Like, and the way we were playing and the teams we were coming up against, and they were doing quite well on them, it was a matter that it was very hard to get in there, and you just have to wait your time, I suppose, and it will come eventually. It will come, and you just have to be ready for it then. Mm-hmm. Tom,
how did you enjoy it? How did you feel about getting that chance?
Oh, gee, I was delighted to get the chance. Like, and it wouldn't be a thing where I'd be fazed by the occasion or by the game. And you just quickly, you kind of get into your head now what's going to be needed and who you're going to be marking, and kind of the different attributes that they all can bring to their game, and be ready for it. But in terms of being overwhelmed there, that it wasn't a case that was anything to do with it. No.
Yeah, a good way to start in Croke Park against Kerry.
Yeah. You know, you're looking at those teams of Dublin, Tyrone, Mayo, Kerry. Those are the top four or five teams with ourselves in there as well. Like, and you know, is there any footballer who's up there wants to be playing in massive, massive games like that there? And that was definitely one that will be remembered as well for the occasion that the game was played in, and how well both teams went at it.
How difficult was it to go into that game, given that you hadn't played any games in the championship? You had seen little or no action. You hadn't played any league club games of much either, and you were relying on in-house club games or in-house training games.
You look after yourself so well that, you know, even though you aren't getting minutes on the field, you're still training and you're still topping yourself up, and that maybe that's extra conditioning work or whatever. Like, but.
But in terms of match fitness, kind of?
Match fitness, yeah. You know, you can't go into the match thinking that you're not ready here. You know, it's a case where maybe it might take you 5-10 minutes to get into the game, but I don't think having a certain length of time off is going to impact on your performance or going to impact on the way you're thinking about what's going to happen in this game. Mm.
So obviously the level of games you're playing in-house are pretty high.
They are. We have a serious squad there at the minute, like, and the training matches between ourselves are quite ferocious, like, and you have one team going after the other, and maybe they're trying to fight for their place, or the other team is trying to fight for to hold on to their position, like, and it sets it up that every night we're going out, we're going at it hell for leather, and there's no such thing as taking an easy step back.
What is it, A versus B, or is it maybe an A forwards versus B defenders?
It can be totally different. There's some days you may do backs and forwards, we may do a 15v15, but it's not a case that one team is the A team and one team is the B team.
Yeah, and who do you normally get to mark in training?
So you look at Michael, you look at Patrick, Jamie, Oisin Gallen, Omi Gilligan. Depending on what the drill or the exercise is, you could be marking any one of those. You might have to mark two or three of them in a certain drill, like, but that's what you want.
They keep you sharp.
They do. You want to. That's what you want to be marking. You want to be testing yourself against these boys, like, and making life as difficult for them, so that you're improving them as well, and that they're not getting an easy run here, and you have to make sure that they're ready then whenever they go to a match situation.
Yeah. As we say, he came in last day for Owen Bowen Gallagher. His misfortune led to your chance, obviously, hoping to be back in again the next day.
Yeah, again, there's no guarantees, and Declan has always said that it's about what's happening in training, like, and you can't just rely on one performance here or there. It's a matter, but overall I'd be hoping to have done enough, but we just, as I said, we won't know. The only thing you can do is just make sure you're training well and you're going at it. Every night you're representing Donegal and looking after yourself as best you can between now and Saturday.
Do you feel in better form now, confidence-wise, head-wise, everything, since you got that start and got in?
No, it doesn't make any difference, I suppose. If you're playing or you're not playing, it doesn't affect your mood or your appetite to kind of go to training or nothing like that. Everything stays the same. But you do come out of the game and you do, you know, you're happy, I suppose, in that you've you've played your part in that game, and you've helped Donegal get an extra point, like, and you're in a position now where we're still in the championship, and as a squad, that's all we wanted at the start of the year, was to be there towards the business end.
Talk to me about Mayo. They've been there knocking on the door, so close, probably as close as anybody's come in recent years.
Mayo have, they're the team that has put it up to Dublin the most in the past couple of years, and they're a serious championship team, and people keep writing them off about their age, like, but they keep coming back with answers, and that's something that Mayo have ingrained in them, is that they'll never say never and never die until they're nearly there, like, and we have a chance now to knock them out and to put ourselves above them, like, and that's what we're looking to do.
Does it faze you the fact that you have to go to their backyard or their backyard to play in that crunch game?
No, I don't think you can't control where games are. The factors that it's in Castlebar. Ideally, we'd love it to be in Balbuffet, but we had our game there against Meath, and that set us up to be in this position now.
Yeah. So what's it going to take on Saturday evening?
It's going to take a lot of things to go our way, and we have to perform for the 75 to 80 minutes. We have to make sure that our execution and our ball skills are at that high level. Like, and I suppose maybe a lack in concentration here or there can be key, and just having to focus and really, really stay switched on for the whole game, and obviously match the performance and the honesty and the effort that Mayo are going to bring, and then we have to again rise above that and give ourselves every opportunity to be in the right position come the final whistle.
And you hope to be in that 15?
I do, yeah. I don't know why you'd want to be part of the team just to be on a squad. Like, it's not something that is not something I want to be in. I want to be in the 15, and hopefully now that whatever happens come Saturday, that if I'm there, I'm not there. I'm still going to be totally focused on the game, and if I have to do a job, I'll do a job as best I can.